Every once in a while, you might have a one-night stand that's actually, all right, pretty decent. I had one, and I'm not trying to be braggadocious, but I'd like to talk about it. Follow along. So one night, I see this girl at a club, and I go up to the bar, and we start chat-shitting for a little bit, and I flip that shit. They're just words. They don't control us. Not anymore. I go up to this girl, and we start talking, and I'm getting vibe, you guys. I'm getting positive vibe. If I play my cards right, I could have some sexual tonight. I invite this girl back to my place. And the key is, and a girl will tell you this, guys, comfort. A woman needs to feel completely comfortable when she's back at your place, okay? It should feel like it's her place. That's how comfortable she should be. Don't ever do this. Here's an example of what not to do. A girl comes into your place the first time. Don't ever lock the door or go, welcome to the jungle, baby. You're gonna die. I'm just fucking around. Come here, let's box. No, don't do that. That's just one example of what not to do. So now I'm back in my place with this girl, and we go up into my bedroom, and at this point we start to do one of my favorite things. We start to make out. We are making out. And yes. Thank you, sluts. We are making out, and this is how I make out. I have a system to the way I make out. I do the swivel. I swivel. I do the pivot. I'm like a fucking metronome when I make out. Some guys stay in one place. I don't do that. Right when you think you know me, I'm in the West. And I know all the little tricks. I suck your lip. I bite it gently. I hold your skull like a predator. I like to whisper shit in your ear too. You don't even know what I'm saying. I whisper little haikus and whatnots in there. I just get in your ear, I'll be like, taste the rainbow. That's hot.